He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 304. I am just back from an incredibly fabulous trip to Cuba, and more about that later. I think what I'm going to do, rather than devote time to talk about the trip, because it was really fascinating, what I'm probably going to do is a whole travel show just dedicated to the trip I took on Cuba, I took to Cuba. And I have a lot of photographs, really cool stuff, probably some of the best stuff I've ever shot. And I have a lot of video, and it was just a fascinating place. I really had an outstanding time. Took a little break from the normal routine here, and it was invigorating, fabulous. And I'm back ready to go. Today we have an incredible gadget, but before we get into that, I want you to know that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will try to answer all the email. If you're new to the show, welcome. You can watch us pretty much on every platform. You can go right to the website, and that would be www.thegadgetprofessor.com. All the shows are there, and you can watch the show right on the website if you want, or probably what makes more sense is you can go to iTunes or pretty much any platform. Just Google The Gadget Professor, and you'll find us out there. So today we have a very cool gadget. I reviewed this gadget probably a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, and it's the Western Digital My Passport Wireless Pro. I have to tell you, I use this device nonstop when I was in Cuba. It was really the lifeblood, the central item that I took in terms of gadgets on this trip. And you might say, why? Well, first of all, this is an external hard drive. It's an external hard drive. And as you can see, it's quite portable. It's light. It maybe weighs maybe a half a pound, probably a little bit less. But on the surface, looking at it, it's nothing special. It is USB 3. So in the back here, you have the connectivity. And right here, this is a USB 3 jack. It's not a 2. And as you know, it has a special port there for the USB 3, so that just goes in like that. Now, if you hook this end of the cable into your computer, essentially it's going to be just like any other hard drive. You will notice the drive, but that's not really why you buy this. I mean, you could, but you really buy this for the wireless capabilities. Plus, for photography, this has some outstanding features, and actually, it has an outstanding feature if you want to back up anything. So let's take a look at these exclusive features, which I think are really cool. Right here, you have a USB 2 jack. Now, keep in mind, this main jack here, this main connector, the USB 3, is for two purposes. One, to use it as an external hard drive, and I believe it comes in a 2 or 3 gigabyte format. This happens to be the 2 gigabyte size. But if you plug this in, it will absolutely see this hard drive, the 2 gigabytes. Also, this is how you charge the device. It has an internal battery here, and I believe it's about 65 milliamps, so it's a pretty decent power supply that operates this. So when you plug this into your port, your USB port, or a charger, this actually juices the device and gives it power, so that's very important. So let's remove this for a second here, and we'll put that over here. So again, this is used for charging and for recognizing the device as you put it into the computer. Now, the second jack here is really interesting. This will take any source that's USB 2. So if you have a stick or any other USB media drive that you want to back up, you can just plug it in there and it will back it up. This also acts as a charger, so that if you want to charge your phone or any other device, again, it's 65 milliamps, I believe, this will act as a charger so you can charge your phone. Now, keep in mind, anytime you're using the power supply to charge from this device, you're using up the internal power that this has, obviously. But I have to tell you, this is rated at 10 hours with fairly decent use, and I actually use this. I've never had it die out on me. So the power pack and the design of the power supply that's internal in this machine is absolutely fabulous. Now let's take a look at some more buttons here. Over here you have the on and off button, and that's pretty self-explanatory. So to power this up, we're just going to push that in, and you're going to see, I think you'll see, the lights light up. Now on the bottom here, as this starts up, first you'll see the hard drive is spinning. That shows that it's the hard drive is working. And then you'll see this light blinking up. And what this is it's an internal wireless server, if you will. This is actually going to be a wireless server. So you are going to be able to connect to this device via anything that connects to wireless, and this is going to generate its own wireless network. And as you can see, it's booting up right now. And the other thing that this will do, and we'll get into this in a second, is and the main thing that I like about this is actually this slot right here. This is to me the most important thing about this device, and this is why I bought it. I can take my camera and we'll reach over here. So when I am out shooting, okay, I have a big baby here. I use the Nikon 500, and inside this camera, as is with most cameras, when you pop your SD card out, whoops. God. Okay, when you pop this card out, okay, when you pop your SD card out, you usually put this in the computer and back it up. I did not bring my computer with me, believe it or not. So when I pop this card out, I definitely want to back this up. So what I do is quite simple. I take this SD card, all right, and I basically slide it right into this slot, okay, like so. Now when I pop that in, two things will happen. One, if I push this button, it will automatically back up everything that's on that card. That is huge. So right now, if you can see the little light flashing there, it is backing up everything that's on this card. It is backing up automatically to this disk. Now in the menu, I have two options for that functionality. When I put the card in, it will automatically back up and erase the card, or it will just back up. I put it to erase the card, and some people might think that's a little dangerous, but I've tried this many times before I went to Cuba. It works good, and the reason I wanted to erase the card, quite frankly, is because I need a clean card. So that's one option. The other option is to bring a bunch of cards, which I also had, and just use a different card. So I like the idea that this is being backed up. My camera, fortunately, also has two SD cards in it, so one card is backup. So that's the functionality that I enjoy about it, but it doesn't stop here. The other thing that this will do, and it has a wonderful app, so we're going to log on to the app right now, and the app allows you to interface with the device, and the way you connect is kind of interesting. I'm going to bring up my iPad right now. Okay, actually, I had it up, and okay, so here's my iPad, and the way this works is kind of neat. The first thing you want to do is you want to go into settings, and you want to find this particular wireless network, because I don't want to log into my regular network or to the ship's network. So I'm going to look down, and I see two networks here. I see a Passport 2.4 gig and a 5 gigahertz. So I can use either one of these. If you want faster speed and faster interchange of files, you'd use the 5 point. But I'm going to just use the 2.4 gigahertz. And as you can see, it's connected. And now I'm going to go back, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into My Cloud app, and that's the app that will interface with this device. I'm putting in my password, which is kind of neat, and now I can see that the SD card is there, and you'll notice that it's loading, okay, all the files that I had on that. It's backing it up to that drive, which is great, and I also can see my other files that I have there, and you'll notice I have books, extra, iPad, movies, the whole bit. Everything is on here. Now, what's quite unique about this particular device is that you can configure this to automatically back up your iPhone, your Android, whatever you want, automatically back it up every time you connect. And how do you connect? Remember, you go through that 2.0 USB card, USB wire. So that makes it real easy. Let's take a quick look at that. So if I wanted to back up my phone, all I have to do is put it into this USB jack right there, and if I configure it to do it, will automatically back up my photos, my contacts, whatever I want. Doesn't matter what system you're on, the Droid or the iPad, it works really, really well. Or, as I showed you before, it will back up from a stick, USB stick, or it will back up, of course, from the SD card. So all that functionality is fabulous for a photographer, or if you're shooting video, it really doesn't matter what kind of files you are on. So that's the basics of the system, but actually it goes further than that. The app allows you to watch videos, and it also has the Plex server built in to the device. Inside this device, there's actually software, the Plex software, which will allow you to use the Plex app if you so desire and flawlessly stream video, photographs, whatever it is that you want, and it works quite well. So let's take a quick peek. I'm just going to use the My Cloud app, and we'll bring up the iPad again. Actually, it's my iPhone. Okay, so there's the app. Now, mind you, this is actually loading the files that we talked about. It's loading the files from that SD card. Let's go into the files here, and as you can see, everything is pretty much listed as to what I have on there, so I can have books, movies, other files, whatever it is I want. So I'm just going to go into the movies file, and there you can see a ton of movies that I have here, and I'm just going to pick the Nikon file, because I do some training on this frequently, and I'm just going to select, I don't know, buttons and dials, so we'll just select that. And now what's going to happen is,
later
you can see,
class,
boom, that movie's starting
modes,
already, there it is,
review,
I have the sound turned off,
control,
but the streaming
things
was pretty much instant, no question about that,
experience.
And it does a great job. Look at that, that's in high def, no issues whatsoever with the sound, with the video stuttering, and I got to tell you,
the
speed
later
at
on.
Which this works
on the hand,
is quite impressive. There's no question about that.
To the D500.
So, in terms of functionality, the menu is really, really nice. You can set the parameters that you want to back up your phones, to charge your phones, to back up your photographic files, your video files, whatever it is that you want. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of peace of mind to be said. When you have a device like this, that particularly if you're shooting video and photography, and you don't want to lose those files and you want to have them backed up, it's a great way to do it. I think technically what you'd want to do is rather than erase the SD cards, they're cheap enough, so bring a bunch of SD cards with you. Yes, you can keep the files on SD card one, but also have them backed up on here. And then when you shoot the second card, back them up, and don't actually remove the files from the SD cards. Keep them on there and just keep changing the SD cards. That's the safest way, because now you have two backups, your SD card and on here. So that's what I use it for. That said, the way it streams movies and training videos and things like that is pretty much flawless. It works instantly. The battery life is awesome. Easily 8 hours. Easily. The other thing that you can do is you can allow multiple people to log into this. Why? Let's say you're on a plane and you're traveling with your friends or family or whatever. Everybody can log into this and see what movies you have and watch movies. Now, obviously, the more people that use this, 2, 3, 4 people, it's going to suck the battery life down, and you may have some stuttering. I haven't tested it with that. I tested it with one person and myself on a plane, and that worked well. So the other thing that you need to keep in mind is the security on this is not the best. I don't see any mechanism to put a username and password on there. So when you go in the setup on this, there's a thing that says share files, and got to be real careful doing that, because if that network's out there and someone logs onto it on a plane, they have access to everything that's on there. So I wish maybe in current revs they will have a username and password. It's kind of a big mistake. The other thing is, when you get the device, if you see right here, it has the initial username, actually a password to log into the device. You could change that at any time. I just left the sticker there so that you can see that. Now you're probably wondering, how much does this device cost? And the answer to that will be found right here. It's $199 for 3 terabytes. Well, worth the money, I think, for what it does. Remember, it's a power supply. It's an external hard drive. It will back up your SD cards. It will back up your USB sticks, if that's what you have, or other USB medium. And it will stream movies for you. It works real well. The only caution I would throw out there is, you know, make sure that this thing isn't rattling and jerking around while you're walking with it. Turn it off, because it is a hard drive and it does spin. I have not dropped the unit yet. I'm sure I will, but I really like that. And it's a great functional device, really is. All right, let's take a look at some of the apps of the day. The first one that we have is called Hunter. And Hunter is a pretty cool app. And what this will allow you to do, essentially, is to hunt down pretty much any email address that you may want. So it's an app that only works, to my knowledge, on Chrome. But everybody's using Chrome, I think. Aren't you using Chrome? So if you use the Chrome browser and you load this app on, you can just type in a name or any facsimile thereof, and it will show you the current email address for that particular person, place, or thing. So if you ever wanted to, email Vizio or whoever the company may be, and you don't know what their email address, this app will help you find it. Really a cool app, no question about it. All right, this is an old product, but I did have some people that desperately needed it. Actually, they emailed me when I was away, and I emailed them back. This is called Falcon 4's Ultimate Boot CD USB 4.6. There's probably some updates to this, but what this is, it's not for the faint of heart, but if you're having some computer issues and your computer fails and it won't boot up, if you put this in, it will boot most machines, Windows of course, without too much difficulty, and there are a bunch of programs on there that will help you get back your files, CC Cleaner, CPU-Z, HDTune Pro, ImageBurn, Jelly Bean. These are all pretty sophisticated files, but if you are desperate and do a little reading, it may very well help you recover things that you've lost, and also get your operating system back. And it's totally free, and it does work well. Now, have you ever wondered how many devices you have on your network in your house? I know I have so many, I can't keep track of them. I think I have 3 or 4 Echoes. I have one in the bedroom, one in the kitchen, one in my office. They're all over the place, but I have a lot of other things. I have internet radios, so on and so forth. And every once in a while, I figure, I got to get to that device. What's the MAC address? Where is it at? And it's a pain to go in and find it. So this particular piece of software is called the Wireless Network Watcher, and it's pretty cool. It's made by Nurse Software, NurseSoft, and they make a lot of cool pieces of software. But this is a small utility. It takes a very little resources, and you turn this on. It's for a Windows platform, but it will show you the IP address and the MAC address of every single thing that's on your network, including people who shouldn't be on it, your next door neighbor, car outside, whatever the case may be. So if you're ever wondering who's on my network, including you, this is the perfect piece of software that's going to tell you who's on your network, what devices are on your network, and I think you'll find that really, really functional. Now, here's a relatively new app, if you will, and I don't have to go into how bad security is today. I'll get into that probably next week, but here's an app that's only available for Chrome. It's called HTTPS Everywhere. I would urge you to put this on. What this is it's a piece of software. It's an applet that goes on the Chrome browser, and this makes sure that when you're browsing that everything has HTTPS on your address, and the S stands for secure, for security. So this is a absolute must. It will keep you secure for the most part. It will keep you from being hacked from websites, things like that. It will help to keep you hacked. No one can stop that today. But if you want that extra added safety, this is an excellent applet, a free applet to add onto your Chrome browser, and it will keep everything nice. I would definitely recommend to use it. Now, I frequently get asked, you know, what apps do I use on my phone for photography? And I have to say, out of all the apps, probably most of my apps are photo apps because I do so much photography. One of the ones that I like the best, and it's free, is the Adobe Photoshop Fix. Now, this app enables you to be very powerful in retouching restoration of your photographs, particularly this is for the iPad and iPhone. It has heal, smooth, liquify, lighten, and it does all kinds of crazy edits. There's a relatively new version, 1.6.1, and this is definitely, if I have to load one app for an all-around great fix for photos or great enhancer for photos that you take on your phone, it would be Adobe Fix. Highly recommended. It's free. You definitely won't be unhappy with that. All right, now for my last app of the day. This one is a phenomenal app. This is an absolute must-have app, whether you're on the Droid platform or the iOS. This is a must-have app. It's called My Permissions, and I like this app, I gotta tell you. My Permissions, and essentially what this is, you know, why should my membership club have access to my phone information? Who's getting my data? What apps on my phone are collecting what kind of data? And as you know, the phishing that goes on, you have apps on your phone, you have apps on your computer, you have no clue what data they're collecting. My Permissions is actually going to help you figure that out. So why should a potential employer have your information? Who has access to my real age? My Permission helps you reclaim control over the privacy online over all devices. You need to check this out. It's mypermissions.com, and discover who can access your data. With easy to understand color-coded lists to identify the biggest threats to you, which one would you want to fix first, essentially? The only social media privacy protection. Connect your Facebook, your Google, your Instagram, your Twitter, your Dropbox, Yahoo. You can connect all these accounts to My Permissions and actually manage what it is that they could see about you. This is an excellent app, and you're also going to get 24/7 alerts when new apps can access info and when current apps gain new permissions. So if there's any changes in how they're sucking the information away from you, this app is going to notify you. Do you have any idea how many apps have access to your personal information? This app is going to tell you, and it's available both for the Droid system. It's called My Permissions Privacy Cleaner. It's a free app. And this is going to scan your device and discover who has access to what. And certainly, it's also available on the iPhone. So I would urge you to at least check it out. It's mypermissions.com. I am in the process right now of using that app, and so far I'm pretty impressed with it. So definitely check that out and let me know what you think. I will be back next Thursday with a brand new episode of The Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.